Now we consider, or continue, I should say, our study in the book of Hebrews. You know we have been studying two words, let us. And today we look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Let us. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles, the elementary teachings of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on. We are to be progressive believers. John chapter 5, please. Well-known verse. John chapter 5. Verse 24. John 5 and 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, notice the last expression, but is passed from death to life. You remember when you were in school and you were in third grade? You took the final exam and you went to fourth grade. When you went back to school, having passed, did you go to third or fourth? That's our subject. We are to make progress in the things of the Lord. We are to go forward. We read in 2 Corinthians that we are new creations. Therefore, when God saves us, we are not to go back to the things that we once did. We are new creations with new desires, new aims, new ways of life. Now let's look at some who went back. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Well-known portion. Verses 1 through 4. I, brethren... Oh, wait till everybody finds it. Are we all ready? I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. That's where they were promoted to. But as unto carnal. That's where they came from. That's third grade. They're not in fourth grade. Even as unto babes in Christ, I have fed you with milk and not with strong meat. For heretofore you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. My. They have made no progress. Still in a state of Christian infancy. Are ye carnal? Whereas there is among you envying, strife, divisions, are ye not carnal, and walketh men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, they were carnal. They had been saved. They had been given new life. But they were walking in the old path. Again, they were promoted from third grade to fourth grade, but when they went back to school, they went to third grade. There was no progress. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 11. Of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered. Oh, beloved, you know there's some hard things in the Scriptures? There's some hard things in the Bible. And some things take a long time to learn.
Why, I remember one thing back in New York City. A brother came, and he spoke on the chart from Egypt to Canaan. 6 weeks. I didn't miss one meeting. But there was one thing that troubled me. I asked the brother, I asked the elders, I asked my father, I asked them. Nobody could give me an answer. I was about 14 then. You know when I got the answer? When I was married with two children. Hard to understand. Driving along the East River. And as I looked at the water there, it was a very cold day, I saw the answer to my question of age 14. Hard to be understood. There are things that are hard to be understood. But that's why you work all the harder at those things. But we continue. Verse 12. When you ought to be teachers, you have need that somebody teach you again. They weren't making progress, were they? What are the first principles of the oracles of God? And to become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Now, when we have our children, sure, in the beginning, milk. But the time comes when we want them to have something a little more than milk. I remember with our first daughter, one night that child cried and cried and cried. Vivian gave her milk. I said, Vivian, give that child some cereal. Vivian put together a little cereal. She took a spoonful and went to bed. Went to sleep. Child was hungry. We need to advance our feeding on the Word of God as we make progress. Everyone, verse 13, that uses milk is undeveloped. He's a child in the word of righteousness. He's a babe. Strong meat, full diet. Oh, beloved, are you on a full diet? Everybody here on a full diet? As everybody has studied the book of Daniel beyond chapter 6? How about the book of Revelation beyond chapter 4? What diet are you on? If we are to make progress, we have to feed on the Word. You know, we send our children to school, don't we? And we expect them to make progress. Others teach our children at home. And incidentally, I don't know how you do it. All the responsibilities at home and teach the children at home. And there's one thing that I have noticed about all home-taught children, they read well. I remember something. I was in fifth grade in high school. And our English teacher was Professor Kelleher. The first day in class, there were just a few of us, about 20, 25. Professor Kelleher said, "How many of you can write?" Well, every hand went up. He said, "Fine, you write, I'll be back in an hour." What's wrong with this man? What does he mean, write? He came back in an hour and nobody had written anything. What do you mean by write? He meant write something of literary value. And we learned to write. Now, I tell you this not because of me, but to bring out a point. The first report card, the passing mark was 65. I think it's still, is it still 65? Yes. Three of us got 66, and everybody else failed. And that wasn't because I was smart. That was the goodness of God. That was month number one. Month number two, I got the report card, and this time I got 64. I went to a professor. I don't understand. The first month, I got 66, and the second month, he gave me 64. He said, well, what makes you think you deserved any more? I said, well, I did the same the second month as I did the first month. He said, that's your trouble. In this class, you never stay the same. You either go forward or you go backward. Child of God, are you going forward? Are you making progress in the things of the Lord? Book of Genesis, please. A little warning. We are to go forward, never backward. And another thing, beloved, that we must always remember, don't look back. You remember Lot's wife? She looked back. In the Olympics, not this last one, the one 4 years before, a certain young lady broke the record. Oh my. 100 meters, she broke the record. And I saw the picture at least 4 times. But no one ever commented on what I saw. As she got to the finishing line, she looked back and then looked forward. Even though she broke the record, she would have done even more if she hadn't looked back. Don't look back. We are to be progressive believers. Philippians chapter 3. Progressive believers. Going forward. And don't look back. Chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren. Oh, I like that word, you know. Brothers and sisters. This is incidental. When I was in school, they used to encourage me to join a fraternity. You know those things? Giving a lot of trouble today. So one day I said to one fellow, why should I join a fraternity? He said, well, wherever you go, you will have a brother. I said, well, I have that already. Don't you? Oh, you don't need to join anything. Young folks, don't join anything. You are already a member of the greatest and the best in creation. Don't join anything. What we read, Chapter 3 of Philippians, verse 11. Not as though I had already attained, either were already completed. I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I was apprehended. Oh, that's, you know, when God saved you, He saved you for a purpose. Did you know that? Are we carrying out the purpose for which God saved us? That's a good question to ask yourself, but let's go on. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This one thing I do. Now, forgetting those things which are behind. Don't live in the past. Don't dwell on the past. We are to make progress in spiritual things. You ask God's forgiveness, He forgives you. Don't live in the past. Upsetting yourself, getting angry, losing sleep, losing appetite, dwelling in the past. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before, I press forward toward the mark. God would have us to be progressive believers, looking forward. And now, the book of Ezra, chapter 7. And if we're going to make progress, we've got to work. We've got to study. I remember my first day in medical school, and there was a student there whom I knew in undergraduate school. Hamilton Soden was his name. And in medical school, he had made the Honor Society. And I went at him and I said, Soden, what's the key to studying this medicine and learning it? You know what he said to me? Garns, dig. That's the key. And that's the key to learning the Word of God. We've got to dig. You remember the 1949 gold rush? A lot of folks went to California. Where do you think they found the gold? On the street? They had to dig for it. And if you want precious stones, opal and other precious stones, you have to dig. And child of God, if you're going to get the value out of this book so as to make progress, you've got to dig. Psalm 119, please. I'll come back to Ezra. Psalm 119 verse 162. This is a good verse. Take this, young people. 119 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that finds great spoil. How happy those fellows were when they hit gold. How happy they are when they hit oil. I tell you, when you dig in this book and find the truths that are there, what? I've jumped. There were times when I've really jumped. I've told you already about my friend Lloyd, now in heaven. Worked at R.H. Macy's in New York. And during the lunch hour, he would get a part in the locker room and read his New Testament. And one day he was reading, and as he read, he said, wow! Have you ever done that when you're studying the Word of God? Anybody here? You missed something? When you dig in this book and you find the Word of God more than gold, you'll say, wow. He didn't know anybody was in the locker room, and the man came over and said, well, can I help you? And Lloyd said, my friend, you won't understand. I've been studying and reading the Word of God. It's like finding treasure when God reveals something to you that you never saw before. And you know a good time to do it? 2 o'clock in the morning. When you can't sleep, put on the light and open the book. And you'll find things there that'll make you jump out of the bed. The Word of God. But you've got to dig. There's another thing you have to do. One of my best years in medicine, and you pardon the personal references, one of my best years was the year spent in pathology, analyzing the dead bodies. Oh, that was good. And then I had an instructor, Dr. Ernest Holder. And we would take tissue, prepare it to look under the microscope. We would have lunch together from 12 to 1, and he would say, Garns, I'll meet you at 2, and we're going to look through the microscope. And I tell you, we just sit there from 2 until 5 just looking through the microscope. You want to learn? Not only dig, but learn to sit. As one person has said, even if you get corns, that's the way you learn the Word of God. That's the way to progress. Now we come to Ezra. Chapter 7. We've gone through this before. Ezra chapter 7. And this is a good chapter for the youth. Find out how Ezra did it and the progress that he made. Chapter 7, verse 6. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe. Oh, how skilled are you in studying the Word of God? He was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses. He was skilled in the Word of God. How did he get that way? Verse 10. Ezra prepared his heart. He disciplined himself to study the law of God. And again, I speak to the youth. Study the Word of God. Take time for study. Study the Word of God. And that way you'll make progress. Oh, there are some deep things, yes. Some things, as Peter tells us concerning Paul's writings, hard to understand, yes. But you don't understand and learn things by disregarding them. You stay with them. And if we are to make progress in this book, we've got to stay with the book. And don't be discouraged. Stay with the book. But how did he become skilled in the Word of God? Verse 10. He prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. He prepared his heart to study. And if you're going to know the Word of God, you've got to study. And I mean study. I'm not talking about this business of getting up in the morning and reading a verse and go on to work and forget the verse. I'm talking about when you come home in the evening. Get there and study the Word of God. And don't study hit and miss, because you'll miss more than you hit. You don't study the Word of God that way. You've heard of the man who studied the Word of God hit and miss. He opened the Bible, put his finger down. Judas went and hung himself. He said, oh, no, that's not for me. Turn a few more pages. Go and do thou likewise. No, that's not for me. Turn some more. That which thou doest, do it quickly. If you study that way, you never get anything. You've got to sit and give due attention to the Word of God. You've got to sit. And then there will be progress. We come back again to Ezra, verse 10. He prepared his heart to study the law of God. And what's next? To do it. You don't study the Word of God simply to say, I know more than you. That's not the purpose for studying the Word of God. The purpose for studying the Word of God is to do it. And you will find as you review the Old Testament that that's the one mistake, the great mistake that Israel made. Israel had the Word, but never obeyed the Word. The purpose of studying is that we might do the Word. And then what's next? Then you can teach it. But you have to do it first. Let people, as we saw in the Bible class, let them see it in you. And they will be attracted, not to you, but to the Lord. You know, you see, I promised to give you back time, haven't I? I'm finished. If we're going to make progress, we've got to keep with the Word of God. We've got to keep on our knees and study the Word of God. Time with the work of God, with the Word of God. And now we're going to sing our closing hymn. Let me see. I had it here. It's well known, number 595. Onward, Christian soldiers. We are to be progressive believers, marching onward and upward and never looking back. Forget what's behind. Confess to the Lord, leave it there, and go forward. We've got to feed on the Word. We've got to study the Word. We've got to go forward and not backward. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we again bow in thy holy presence. We thank thee again for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for salvation. We thank thee for the relationship into which thou hast brought us, children of God. We thank thee for the Holy Spirit and for thy precious word. We thank thee for the privilege of worship this morning. We thank thee too for the Sunday school hour. We thank thee for that which we have just listened to. May it be ours to make progress in things spiritual. We ask thy blessing upon each one here. There are those who by reason of circumstances could not be here. Some are ill. Some are away on thy service. Grant thy blessing upon all. Dismiss us now with thy blessing, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.